Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled, Be Imitators of God.
Amen. So it's going to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 10, 12 to the end. Thank you, Mary.
So now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? Only to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his decrees that I'm commanding you today for your own well-being. Although heaven and the heaven of heavens belong to the Lord your God, the earth with all that is in it, yet the Lord has set his heart in love on your ancestors alone and chose you, their descendants after them, out of all the peoples as it is today. Circumcise then the foreskin of your heart and do not be stubborn any longer, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them with food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. Him alone shall you worship, to him you shall hold fast, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise, he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things that your own eyes have seen. Your ancestors went down to Egypt, 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the heaven.
And now we have Ephesians 5, 1 to 14.
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. But fornication and impurity of any kind or greed must not even be mentioned among you, as it is proper amongst saints. Entirely out of place is obscene, silly and vulgar talk. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. Be sure of this, that no fornicator or impure person or one who is greedy, that is, an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be associated with them. For once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
So in the passages this morning, we have this thought of clinging to God, of being imitators of God. And it made me think about my own children and how they are imitators of their parents. The good and the bad. You know, sometimes you get, you see them and think, oh, I'm doing so well as a parent. And other times they repeat back to you what you said and you're like, oh, filled with shame. Like silly phrases like, are you listening to me? And you're like, that is so my voice coming through this little child right back at me. But being children, and like, it's a great example for being, live as children of light, because children are imitators. That's how they learn. And they imitate those that are closest to them. And so it's naturally, it's often the parents or friends, and they can't help but do it. And so to be imitators of the light of God. It's about being close. It's about living close with one another. I think we've lost an element of that in our Christianity, in our religions, that is, it's almost like in our country, your faith has become a private thing. Your what you do behind closed doors is your affair, not ours. You know, we don't pry into each other's things. But actually, the disciples, they all live together. They share things in Acts. You see this like sharing of money, of resources, of that. And we do an element of that. But yet we've also, I feel like we've lost this ability to disciple one another by living closely together. And I don't know how we get that back, or you know, is the culture we live in is quite individualistic, and it is different. And yet some people are called to that, and you see that in covenants or in places of community. I know people have set up community houses in order to live differently and to live to one another, to know that there is light in you and there's light in me, so let's share it. And then as you live together, the places of secrets disappear, you know, they become exposed. You're like, I didn't realize I had this darkness within me, or this need, or this idol, or this this lust, or whatever is done in secret. It's so easy just to keep it in secret and almost not become aware of it sometimes. Yet when we live together, it's hard. So I remember being newly married, and that was a hard thing because suddenly everything's exposed. And you're like, it's exciting, but also like, you know, you got to do it in love, haven't you? You can't just be forced together. And I remember that in a community house, so me and a guy called John moved in together. And it was the small things that used to drive me up the wall. Like, I didn't realize, like, just the way he ate. Like, it's just really annoying me. And like, little things like that can annoy you. And but actually, they also highlight and test you. Like, you can grow in grace and patience and love through by just like being with people. And so how are we called to be together today? Now, I've got to touch on it, but I don't, on a Wednesday morning, I don't really want to talk about sex, but it's throughout this passage. So we got to go there. And in that culture of the day, like sexual stuff, it was very, I guess, open in the culture. It was also seen as like a pursuit of something that's religious, like a euphoria, a thing that if it felt good, just do it. And it was cheapened in that way. And it was, again, seen as a religious thing. So different religions took on this idea that to have sex was some kind of religious act. And today in our culture, sex has almost been normalized. It's everywhere. They call cars sexy and yogurt sexy, and like everything. It's just like sex has been brought out into our TVs, into everything we look at. It's the way things sell. And as a result, it's been normalized. And you see more and more programs like Love Island and stuff, where it's all just about this sexual attraction. And so we have to be wary of that as we are imitators of God today. How are we resisting that? How are we being different to the culture of today? So it's, you know, don't even talk about it. You know, it's meant out of places, obscene, silly and vulgar talk. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. Seems like saying you'll be so different to the culture. And that is it's a challenge. So I think we might not even realize it. We look at things. It's all around us. Temptation is all around us. You just have to walk down the high street and there's Anne Summers and stuff. Now, I'm not saying it's about living together. So what I don't want to come across is someone who says, you know, all this has to stop. Let's go back to our deep conservative ways. And in some elements, in the 60s, the sexual revolution, all that being brought out into the open, was because of oppression. And so we've got to deal with this in a good way. And that's what this idea is about as well, is living together. And actually, what is dark and what is light and what can be brought out into the open? And it's about sharing together, being with one another. So there is a challenge there. I don't think it's about waving placards and protesting, but there is a voice that we need to stand up and say, you know, enough is enough. So I don't know. I'm going on now. I'm leaving those thoughts with you. I don't have any answers this morning, but we do live in a very sexualized culture again, and in Ephesians they did as well. So those were the words for us this morning. So let's pray about that. Let's pray about how can we be imitators of God? How can we be like children and imitate God and each other? And what is light in one another? And also, how can we resist the culture that is around us and stand up for what is good and pure and just? Let's pray. For the day and its tasks, for the world and its needs, and the church and our life. Lord, I thank you again for bringing scripture to our attention this morning. I thank you. You keep reminding them throughout the scripture that we are to cling to you. Just as they were rescued out of Egypt through the Exodus, Lord, they had to rely on you completely. And they were taught again how to be human and how to love one another and how to love themselves and not be in this mentality of slavery. And Lord, I pray for that freedom as well for us now here. Would you lead us out of wilderness? Would you lead us out of darkness? The things that are done in secret, Lord, would you shed light on? And Lord, would you forgive me for things I do wrong? When my eyes drift to things that they should not be looking at, Lord, would you help us to look at things that are pure, that are good, that fill us with light, so that we can be imitators of you to others around us. And Jesus, as we interact with the world around us, help us, God. Help us to be bearers of light and not darkness. Help us to open up places of darkness, places of secret. Help us to shed your light in them, and that is with love and grace. Help us not to be ruled by fear or oppression. So Jesus, would you fill us with your grace and wisdom this morning about how we interact with this world? When do we take a stand? And what do we say into it? And Jesus, I thank you that you are so personal, that you walked this earth, you held hands, you grieved, you laughed. But would you help us to walk with one another? For those that are lonely and isolated, Lord, I pray that people would reach out to them and they would reach out to others as well. Help us as a community in Taunton and at St. James's Church just to learn to love one another. And I pray that would be done church services and home groups in the various things we run. Also, the Bring and Share picnic on Sunday, it would just be an expression of sharing life with one another. Lord, just we give you these words and our thoughts this morning.
Mm-hmm. For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.